Good afternoon. This is Inside SCOM here on TWR Malawi, and I am Michael Kaidon. Inside SCOM is a program that comes your way every Sunday from 1:30 in the afternoon here on TWR Malawi, and it presents a biblical perspective on matters that affect young people, more especially students. Today, we'll conclude the message on proficiency at work by Wormsman Jeremiah. We'll also hear a testimony from Obre Banda and also update you on what's happening in SCOM. So let's be together. For a start, I invite Stephen Chapman to give us a track titled Do Everything.
You're listening to Inside SCOM.
On the living room floor for the 15th time today, matching up socks, sweeping up lost Cheerios that got away. You put a baby on your hip and color on your lips and head out the door. And while I may not know you, I bet I know you. Wonder sometimes, doesn't matter at all. Well, let me remind you, it all matters just as long as you do. Maybe you're that guy with a suit and tie. Maybe your shirt says your name. You may be hooking up mergers, cooking up burgers, but at the end of the day, little stuff, big stuff, in between stuff, God sees it all the same. And while I may not know you, I bet I know you. Wonder sometimes, doesn't matter at all.
Song done by Stephen Chapman, coming your way on Inside SCOM here on TWR Malawi. And today you are with me, Michael Kaidon. Now I invite Wormsman Jeremiah to wrap up the message, Proficiency at Work.
Proficiency is not an end in itself. It is a means to an end. So we don't want to be proficient for the sake of being proficient. It's a means to get something. It's not an end. So we don't want to be proficient. You want to use your proficiency to achieve your purpose and mission. And the end is that there should be excellency. You want to be an excellent professional. How many people can be referring to you? And what is to be excellent? To be excellent is the quality of being extremely good, outstanding, or exceptional. Now, you can have a profession, but you can have an excellent profession. How many people because of my mind? To have a good purpose. How can we drive excellency or perform excellently in the workplace? And it is many my employers are looking for. My key chapter or verse is Matthew chapter 25 from verse 15 to 30. My parables are drivers for excellence in professional work. What are the drivers for excellence? Who do you think are excellent people? Number one, treat work as stewardship. It's a stewardship. God has entrusted it to us. Luke chapter 12 verse 42. Who then is that faithful and wise steward? Whom his master will make ruler over his household. Steward. Wapangirwa entrust wea angenesi ntu. Akujita wino. Tika wana Matthew 25. Kukamba za stewardship. Mutana hapa sama talents hosiana. 1, 2, 5. Chimozi mozi feyo. Tika amba mosiana. Utizi pangazo siana siana. Kuma in whatever we are doing, God expects us to be the best. Give the work or the business your good, your everything. Because munu wakupa tsaningati stewardship, kudi mubange on his behalf. Number two, treat it as a calling. So number one, work as stewardship and work as a calling. Calling in the majani way. Muganiza abusa, ansembe, a prophet, munu waita na kuda tumigire. Ndiye muganiza amena jawa, wazipe sekuda kumenda njomba mungu. Mungu wakuna utapangeza kuti iwa wakapangazao. Mungu wakuna wera, chimozi mozi nchito yanu. Mungu wakupa tani kimeja kuti mupange. So you must know that God is watching over you. So give it your best to please God. Be punctual nchito kuja. Osati muna kugiriza na numuzi yamba nchito 7:30, inu munga fika kuda 8:00. Ena numba fika kunchito kuja, mkubezeka kuti nchito, time ina magwira nchito ni just 2 hours. The other 4 hours, mwendepa social media, musewe na magemu, haa iti. Yambo mai, yobanda munu waki, be punctual. And be faithful. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, Kumaso 17. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. Mugama kwina chito ija. Muzi banga ni mtima wose. Osa tinga ni mugwina chito wabana anu aja. Kwa mugwina chito mungu. Tangu gani zani. Inyo mungu wada ule mbani chito. Nde zimene mtima banga zama sewe na jazawu resizij. Would God be happy? No. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Say, therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Whatever you do, chito ija, kaya mkuimba, kaya mkuenda, do it to the glory of God. Kwadi mungu wakule mekezeka ni mendu kwili na chito yangai. Mukatero, you put yourself to do things better. No, just ande abana anga. Aga choka ndio manazuda abas. Wachoka ato futa uchasobama. Ndizi pangazama. Machina utumizila na matexti. Chachoka amwe. Number three, diligence and hard work. Diligence and hard work is very key. But the hand of the diligent makes rich. Proverbs 10 verse 4. The hand of the diligent will rule. So, ubwino wa diligence ndiwone nakuti Proverbs 12:24 imene. Diligence ima kupangisa ukale olemera guys. Palibe munthu anapanga zinthu molimbika, kumaso mwadongosola ama makhala osauka. Every diligent person, ndakuza nima pa it's rewarding, eh? Makes one rich. Number two, it makes one to rule. Ama lamulira. Nchifaka makhala mabwana, ama kama directors, chifoi they're doing well. Ndia kunena kuti be diligent to know the state of your flocks, attend to your heads. Proverbs 27 verse 23. Zikazimene makusa ya muziziwa kuti pa company pano zinthu zimaenda bwanji. Proverbs 22:29. You see a man who is diligent in his work, he will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. But I'm trying to go to Ziwiga. You know? So, mtu wana so that diligent. Ama ima pa many my presidents or kings. Learn technical jargons and key aspects of the job. Kumaziwa kuti kupali ma paliti ma jargons kina ragedu ma office. Mugafika mene kujago, kapu yomwe inja, sima chua kapu. Ili ni ma technical name yake. Asikari mazi, right? Ama alfa chan. Kapena za zandege, eh? Ama kawra huza, those are the jargons. Ne wuka pita kumshito kwa nukujo zika, zero kudi, matem za nchito wandi hati. Kuti inuso mga pita so meeting mje, muzika chula ako. Osa mango chula jisungu jangu kwa lejijijijare kicharanu, pari zisungu zina, zama ofesi. Hate mediocre and cherish excellence. Osa mango di bora nda gwira nchito, bora nda chongeta. Uzipanga hate, inesilu funa nzingu panga zinuza, zozizira. I want to do top notch. I would in all hard work, there's profit. Proverbs 14:23. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6. Zikutanda uzotu kwa kukira nshitu, umakala iweo yamba kukirela. Nanina gali unazotu afodi mbiga, ama peseka uteji adilichet. Integrity, number 4. He walks with integrity, walks securely. Proverbs 10:9. Mutuona zuta adindi integrity. Ama kala otete zeka. Security. There's security and integrity. Inyo kunchito kwa nukuja mga kama mutuona zuta you are a person of high integrity. You'll be secure. Because kumambasu kumakuta nini? Kumakubakira. Integrity. Ima kupanga niso ni guide. The Bible says the integrity of the upright will guide them. Proverbs 11 verse 3. Ukakana di integrity. Ima kupanga guide. Ubange motani. Izi usabange zubange. Be a person of high integrity. Like Joseph. Genesis chapter 39, verse 6. Do right thing at the right time, whether someone is seeing you or not. And when I'm a current integrity, if I do TNAGA, I would check. Governor company, what would you have in the code of conduct? Hey, I'm going to go bang a bandit and I would discipline. My sensors, all check it out. Is it color in a cautious? Is this is important? Good character and right morals are key. And I'm a town president of Mamba Wambiri, Kumaka Kodari, and the character Yabu Namasata Gugwa. It's easy for one to fall from the top. Ngati, Ulibezi Karibezabu. Be ethical and avoid shortcuts to success or wealth. Avoid shortcuts. Be ethical. Follow the standard. Follow the process. Mumve sobano job. A man amena na integrity in all seasons. Chiri olemera, chiri osauka, chikudwala. Ada akasaka na jito fikota, aha man. Are you still holding on to your integrity? Mene mulirimu? Zitayemi. So, nde mumve job sobano. Finally. Ichimena na nina jimena chandi kuzasa kwambi. Aguri chiri I die, I will not put away my integrity from me. Kuma ifera integrity. Pano tumada ndaula za corruption. Ena asa mene munga bangesu sipehendi sondi nuenu. Ngati singati simukati integrity. Muzika menja nao, ha? Tandichulani kena kake. Iwe, akuchule jani pota wakuli pila kifajas menezo. Mesoma nandila salad. Sundi kuchule soja. Till I die. Kuma ifera integrity magosana. Nzazi kutu izi. You can amass chuma jambiri kuma you also die. Enti tikazama adila sedi. Zatenga jina jiri jose. So, nchifajani tisipezeka uti tukupanga, tukukulitsa our eternity. Ndipete things zote nzosa. Be a person of high integrity. Hazikone kono zuri panopa menezi kuma endera kuma gona ndia abuani. Ndei neso ninensiga anaru. Capital denial, Garega. Social capital. Nyamata never did one with a couple of booze. Five. Graduate. Nuaba Sandra Mabana and the Bangandi and the Gonde. I or want you to be a person of integrity. Zuganega Zopega Banumabusogolo, Mozazi Kumbugi. Wisdom. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Proverbs 4:7. Magosana, without wisdom, Tigabangama mistakes, Osiana Sian. A man's wisdom makes his face shine. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11. Mazi wajana nukwe kama mtu wanze mkwepe ya wima wala. People look after you. Say, ah, mkulu ya mazi sata. Then I said, wisdom is better than strength. Mazi wazuri mtu kakakuna zote uri ndi nzeru. Uko wazo gwetsa hivi niti mtu jampangu kwambi. Au mango jone niti gwetsa, niti menyabati. Ecclesiastes 9:16. For wisdom is the defense as money is the defense. But excellency of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to those who have it. Wisdom is a defense. Mene ndarama ima jitetezela. Wisdom also protects us. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom gives life. Not only does it protect you, it gives you life. Have the wisdom of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 12. Ask God to give you wisdom. Have the Holy Spirit to guide you. James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God who gives all liberally without reproach. Have the Holy Spirit as your close pattern. Every day. Ndivarejani, ndigechani, ndipangechani. Nchito indikugira, what should I do? How should I do it? Magosan, you'll be miles away from the common people if you seek the wisdom of God. Faithfulness. Tinalena kuti nshito itezi ona gat stewardship. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 12. Ngaduri steward, you must be faithful. Be faithful even in small things. Genesis chapter 39, verse 6. Joseph was very faithful in small things and big things. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. Even you also be faithful. Luke chapter 16, verse 10 and 19, verse 17. Luke 16, verse 12. And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? I'm telling you, even my word is my end. Because you are the principle, spiritual principle. You are not faithful here. How should God bless you? Jivaka mwana magosa na mena ya damgari kunchito, ama daka yamba business abapa. Ima enda kena we mazavu. Sana di faithful in another man. Kuti mungu wadipange in trust in dizambili. We must be faithful. Ndizi ntuzimene. Chito yamene tukugwida, ni profession yamene tukupanga. Service. Be a servant of people no matter what level you are. Save others and help others excel. Be a servant. Magosa na, pena bagezi mabizuri mungu wadipa sajiso mungu kukala manager. Ndena fedima na zodati na invera kuwa watu mene iskuru di makani masilipire tina nice. Ndia awone, ndeti makoma antu. Kumva sister kapena brother aku koma, mbareso maa mbuwe kuchitu. Kumakabuena ukuku ndio utamoneka usimu kwa basi. Hii, magosa na, mungu wama dipati sa sintuzi kuliti sevena. Another thing, the way to greatness is servanthood. That's the principle of God. If you want to be great, be a servant. Ndikubase ni mavesi yake bwa. Matthew chapter 10:26, Mark chapter 10:43, Luke chapter 22 verse 26. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. Even Jesus was a servant. Ama jina nazo tina, he did not come to be saved, but to serve. Ndinabwera kutza tumikira, osa tukutumikiridwa. Mu mazo tina ma udindoti pena tima tipatsa, undine wina wake. Banji mulemegeze na acha, ndi watumikira. Simu kudziwa amena za ugwira ni pankono patsogolo. Lastly, professional and personal development is very key. Invest in your personal and professional development to maintain your relevance. Abale dzivo lili kusintha. Things are fast changing. Poyamba Zoom kunalibe, makompyuta kunalibe, anthu kuofesa makhala ndi zimafaili. Zochita bukuta. Pano zinthu za sintha, inu mukudziwa muni ndi mwai kuti muni technology. Homa mukudziwa chani? Mukhozo madzi wa technology just for social media. Osa ndi za professional. Mumakhala pa phone mwina 2 hours, 3 hours. Palibe china yakicha professional imene mapanga. Machati basi. Kiki. My emoji. Pali ma free online courses hapa. Utumukozo wanga. Profession yanu yon kupanga develop. Professionalism. Panoba ma message mga baremba. Adipima remba in your own language. Ku. Jamai customer symbols eh. Ndi mma pesele mubita kwa office. Mkwale mbela abla na anu. Kwale mbela sinai. Nakasama sorowe. Ku. Nkule mba so sinasa. Pali simawezi sinasake sipende mbapanga anu again. Muka apanga. Muka kapa kasmezo so kunchiro. Ndi mga pala. So train yourself. Akuni professional. Nizipanga pati. Ine ndikuuse ni zoma dula mawezi sinimapanga. Zimezo sinimapanga nao. Zoma dula mawezi ziki. Nazi uzandeka sindi kupanga. Nine CEO. Nde ni mapanga zimene CEO wa mapanga. Olo hivi ndika mapanga. Wina akozo panga. Weta ndi abana anga akozo panga. I don't care. Ya ineyo. Pepo siyanga ndi wizi wani ineyo. Nde nizipanga in accordance to that. Hivi nukutenga ka chikwama. Tosa mapezo ni mwatenga chikwama. Chikwama chobereke la kani mungadalibe kusukufu. Kusekondari. Mabereke la basi. Chuchu. Kuprai mare muna berekera. Kusekondari muna berekera. Kukoreji muna berekera. Kuchitoso. Kumamufuna muna kala CEO. Muberekera. Ya, iti patenga kena kakeka mwino. Umatzi wa purpose. Uri kodi mfana ya kupita kutu. Have a personal strategic plan for your career and personal life. Umakana strategic plan. Tewa mga strategic plan. Iti mapanga SWOT analysis. SWOT analysis. Strength, weaknesses, opportunities and threats. What are my strengths? Nufuna nikafikire kucha. What are my strengths that will take me there? What are the weaknesses that I need to perfect? What opportunities are existing in my company or in my industry? What are the threats? Zimezu kwa zondile peresa, kutu safikira pa mene po? Competition is one of the threats. Because suri weka, menufuna zimene zozo. Ndiyo, kani ni strategic plan. Kudi ineyo, chitu nantaya ndika magwira. Ndufuna ndi, by this year, ndi sana tenda drama zingata. Niti mabanga plan yitu. Subscribe to professional bodies for networking and knowledge. Chito zimene mabanga azo kudima professional bodies. Chonde subscribe. Kudi muzibanga network. Muzizi watch what is coming around. Magosana, proficiency independent body policy. You just need to be the best at what you do, and then the rewards will follow. God bless you.
That's the voice of Womsman Jeremiah, who is wrapping up the teaching on proficiency at work.
Hi, I am Dr. Bernadette Malunga, and you are listening to Inside SCOM.
It's now time for our testimony, and today we are going to hear from Oble Banda.
My name is Oble Banda. I'm from Kasungu. I'm doing my studies at the Domas College of Education, a bachelor's degree, sciences major in biology, and I'm actually about to start the fourth year. In SCOM, currently I'm a serving chair.
When did you join SCOM?
I joined SCOM in 2015. That was when I was in Form 1 at Jamba Secondary School. Then, as first years, as Form 1s, like, there are a lot of things that were happening there. The teasing, the bullying issues were happening then. And then people were just like telling us, like, go and join SCOM. In so doing, you're going to be saved from this particular bullying guys. And then we went there at first as escaping away from the teasing and bullying. But then when we went there, we saw the environment was just wow, and then we were welcomed. It was like at home. And then from there, we began like to enjoy the services, and that's when I became a member of SCOM. From there till now, I've been a member of SCOM from 2015 to date.
Okay, so what's the most memorable moment for you being in SCOM at Jayamba?
My most memorable moments being SCOM at Jayamba is that I've enjoyed like a lot of sessions while I was at Jayamba. For example, we had like joint meetings that we could that we are conducted each and every term. We could have such joint meetings, Young Hangers, CDSS, sometimes at the at Jayamba Secondary Schools, and the other places as well. So we enjoy those moments because from there we are mentored on how can we be successful students, how can we become leaders amongst other holistically. We are like raised from different associates and different ministers that we are invited then.
Now going to Domasi, what do you like most about SCOM?
At Domasi, there are a lot of things that I really like, but one of the major things that I can be able to express now is that SCOM has helped me to learn what leadership is all about. From SCOM, I've learned a lot of things. How, as a leader, can you be able to influence others? How can you live in an impactful life? And how can you be successful in different areas of life, not only in SCOM, academically, and amongst others in different areas of my life. So I really like that SCOM has shaped me to be a leader, as it is still helping me to become a more influential leader.
Yeah, what other ways has SCOM maybe impacted your life, about from the leadership aspect?
All right, SCOM also has impacted greatly in my life. For example, like in SCOM, we don't only just deal with one side of things, no. But it also helped us to know, has connected us to different people that now they have become as relatives. They are there for us. There are connections that we have made from SCOM that they are so ideal, so crucial to my life, that now I'm still enjoying the fruits. Even if we are not close with those people, but we are still enjoying those moments from them.
Okay, what's the most memorable moment for you at Domasi?
At Domasi, one of my memorable moments that I have been is that we had once, like, a certain particular conference, national conference that I attended, that happened at Polytechnic, I believe. That particular conference really changed my life, because from there, I began to see things differently than how I was looking them way back. And I began to understand, like, SCOM in depth. What is SCOM all about, and how can I make this SCOM to produce more results at the campus and actually at the world at large.
Lastly, what would be your word to fellow students?
My fellow students, I would like to encourage you that you join SCOM. If you join SCOM, I can tell you that you have done a very good choice, because SCOM is going to help you not only to become a strong Christian, but also it is going to help you to be successful academically, because we have such topics, academic excellency, and also it can also help you to understand how can you live as an adolescent, as a youth in this particular generation. How can you be able to balance? How can you live in a holistic life, God-fearing life in the midst of this crooked generation? So do join SCOM. You won't regret being a member of SCOM, but rather you're going to enjoy the fruits from it.
Thank you, Obre Banda, for sharing your testimony with us.
Hi, my name is Will Sakala, and you're listening to Inside SCOM.
It's now time for what's happening in SCOM. SCOM in Livingstonia has organized school visitations from tomorrow, 23rd, to Saturday, 28th, September 2024. And the targeted schools are Livingstonia, Junju, Lura, Nkomboli, Jalawe, Luwuchi, Mlowe, Chitimba, and St. Mauritius Secondary Schools. SCOM has organized a National Week of Prayer and Fasting from today, Sunday, 22nd September 2024, to Saturday, 28th September 2024. All SCOM members and associates are encouraged to participate in this program. The annual general meeting for Lungu SCOM, which was supposed to happen on 21st September, has been scheduled to this Saturday, 28th September 2024, at the SCOM Center in Area 43, Lilongwe, from 9 o'clock in the morning. SCOM Associates Conference will take place from the 11th to 14th October 2024 at Malawi College of Fisheries in Mangoji. Registration fee is 15,000 kwacha for SCOM Associates coming from the Central, Eastern and Southern region, and 10,000 kwacha for those that will be coming from the Northern region. Finally, the SCOM Universities and Colleges section, UCS, has organized a national conference from the 1st to 3rd November 2024 at the Nzuzu University. And the theme for this conference is Pressing Towards the Goal. Registration fees are 5,000 kwacha for students coming from the Eastern and Southern region, 6,000 kwacha for those coming from the Central region, and 7,000 kwacha for those based in the Northern region. That's where we end today's edition of Inside SCOM. For questions, feedback, or you want to share your testimony, music, upcoming SCOM activities, please just get in touch on 0881-775-483. That number again is 0881-775-483. You can drop us an email, and our email address is radio@scommalawi.org. You can also find out more about SCOM or download a copy of this edition on the SCOM website, www.scommalawi.org. Remember to follow our Facebook page, facebook.com/scom.mw, for more updates about SCOM. Until next Sunday, 1:30, when we bring to you another episode of Inside SCOM here on TWR Malawi. Keep on listening to TWR. Today, you were with me, Michael Kaiton.
Jesus loves you.